The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the lady that doesn't have her headphones on.
These are your headphones.
Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. These are definitely your headphones.
Robin.
What?
The first thing out of your mouth is a complaint.
Yep. Good morning, everybody. I will do my best to stay awake.
I can't hear you. Can Aaron hear you? Aaron, can you hear Robin okay?
Alan, you're yelling.
Loud and clear. All right. Well, I guess I have to turn my little input button up or something.
Down.
What?
Yours, mine down or something. You're screaming.
Oh, okay. So since you just joined us on the air, rather than do it ahead of time.
We can't check it ahead of time.
We didn't. No, we didn't.
You can't.
I know. So we'll turn yours down a little.
Oh, thank you.
How's that?
Nothing like you yelling in my ears in the morning.
Oh, I'm not yelling in your ear. Why don't you talk a little bit?
I'm talking. I'm right here.
Okay.
I'm wide, not awake.
I know you're not awake. Okay.
I'm so sorry, guys. Alan said he listened to me snore while he was on the air.
That was pretty funny, actually. But, yeah.
I was planning on getting up. He just didn't wake me up, which was a wonderful anniversary present.
Yep.
I love talking to you all, but some weeks I get a little tired.
Yep, no question. So, and there's my phone so I can communicate with Aaron.
I never, ever want to change it. I would keep my grandkids 24/7 if I could, and I would.
So they wore you out?
But they, at my age and their
energy
love
level.
Of life.
Energy level. All right. We've got Stan the man, the truck driving man on the line. And
morning,
I didn't mean
Stan.
To interrupt you, but he's been waiting.
Morning, Stan.
What's up? Somebody's a little grouchy this morning. Good morning, Miss Robin.
No, I'm a lot grouchy. I can't. Can you turn Stan up for me?
I can't turn Stan up.
Yes, you can.
I can?
Yeah, my input.
Ah, okay.
I admit it. I am really, really tired, and I'm going to try to be as happy as I can be.
Okay, well, you never really want to turn me up because I can really get out of hand sometimes.
Well, we've turned you up, so there you go.
Okay, well,
I didn't want to miss your voice.
It's a little scratchy. I think I got laryngitis or something. I'm trying to hold it.
There is more stuff going around, Stan, than Carter's got liver pills.
Combination A, B, C, D, E, F, and G.
Exactly.
I got my thermos of coffee, and if that doesn't do it, nothing's going to work.
That's all that matters. As long as you got that coffee with you, buddy, you're good. The elixir of life in the morning, that's for sure.
My grandbaby makes this stuff. I'll send you some. No, I can't. Not when you sign. You have to sign a waiver.
Oh.
I can't take responsibility.
I got it.
I was going to ask a question. I tried to catch all that stuff that the... Let me get my four-ways off. I'm already parked, sitting up here, ready to offload and go.
I thought your four-ways were on. No, they're not. Yes, they were. No, they weren't. Yes, they were.
It's one of the new trucks. It does what it wants to do, and I just go along for the ride.
Got it.
And they decent. I won't know. I saw some schnitzel coming back from Frederick this morning.
Oh, great.
It was nothing back in the day, but with these new tractor trailers, this young man, this old boy, will not be amongst the fun in the mornings. We're headed straight for the barn and park it, because if I can't control it myself,
yep,
it's not happening.
Right.
I still don't know what to do with my right hand and my left foot. Every once in a while, I move and I think, oh, shoot, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It's a new generation.
Yeah, it is. So.
In the beginning of the show, did you say how many years you've been on the air now?
December 18th, 1988. So that's 34 years.
Oh, God, I can still remember. Not all of it.
No, I can't remember all of it, but that's a lot of Saturday mornings, buddy. That's for sure.
I know. I was with you.
I know.
I was with you. Most of the time. I'd say about 99.7% of the time.
Yep. That's for sure.
I have thoroughly enjoyed this ever since.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, there's some folks back there that have come and gone, and, you know, regular callers that have passed away. There's, you know, interesting people, you know, that we've come across on the air that I've never met, and some that I have, and I'm just, you know.
I'm just trying to think of the one gentleman, was it Mr. George, who'd been all over the world and hunted different animals and.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yes, and his memoirs were published but couldn't be released for 100 years.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. He was a chiropractor. He was a chiropractor in Baltimore, and he talked about meeting Nehru and leaders of the world all over the place. So I'm not sure what his backstory was, but very interesting guy.
Now I find out he's a chiropractor. I could have used him back in the day.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's for sure.
Either that or swallow three elite. But on Saturday morning, as I dragged my dead rear end down the steps to get my first cup of coffee, all of a sudden it dawns on me.
Got
it. Oh, my God, it's Saturday. I've got to get it.
All right. Well, buddy, I appreciate your enthusiasm. Keep the greasy side down. Have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you soon.
And if y'all stay warm, it's supposed to drop next week.
Yep. So watch those roads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Not a problem. We've got things to do before the old man calls us home.
Gotcha. Absolutely.
All right, both of you. We'll be listening.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
See you soon.
All righty. Hey, Matt Pasadena, thanks for coming back. How are you doing? Good. Good. How are you doing?
Heading over to my dad's Royal Oak to do something.
I got you.
Sounds like fun.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Buddy of mine, so you know that survey that they do every year for the geese?
Yeah.
So I guess the past 2 years they didn't do it. This year they did. And it was the highest number of count for birds since they've been taking the surveys.
Really?
It was kind of, I was like, no way. And looking at it, like, holy, wow.
Are you talking about the survey on the Ungava Peninsula? Are you talking about the nesting survey?
I guess the nesting survey, or like the breeding pairs. And
yeah, up in Canada. Yeah.
Yes.
In the Arctic Circle. I have to look at that. Yeah, I haven't looked at that, but that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, there's a lot of rumors out there that they're going to go back to two birds next year and all that stuff, but, you know, we'll have to wait and see, because I don't think we've got the geese here yet. We might be covered up in the next 2 weeks with more geese than you can imagine, but
yep.
We'll see what happens.
All right.
Well, all right, buddy. You too. Thank you so much for the call. Have a good luck today.
Thank you.
Yep.
Good luck.
Luigi, good morning.
Hi, Luigi.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you, sir.
How you all doing today? Good?
We're doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I told your screener that I was listening to you on the radio here for Alexa, and all of a sudden she shut off. and I told her to come on back on. She said, I can't come on right now. I said, what's going on? These robots are crazy.
Uh-huh. You're right. You're right.
They are crazy.
I hate those calls.
I know. So are you headed out today somewhere?
No, my wife and daughter and my future son-in-law are on their way to New York.
Ah.
And do a little shopping. I'm staying here watching the three puppies, you know.
Oh, so you're puppy sitting. Well, that's good.
What kind of puppies? Luigi?
I got a chocolate lab with green eyes.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
And his name is Doc.
That's funny because my dad had a chocolate lab, and everybody called him Doc.
And he's 6 months old.
Oh, wow. He's a handful.
And then we got Zeus. He's 5 years old, and he's a Frenchie, and he's wild. He's sleeping right here next to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And my boy, Bentley, boy, he's a schnauzer, a white schnauzer.
Alan knows what I'm getting ready to say.
Okay.
I've been looking for a schnauzer.
Robin's been looking for a schnauzer. So.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, he's a good one. He's 11 years old.
Oh, wow.
My first dog when I was 5 years old was a schnauzer, and I haven't had one since, and I just really love that dog.
Oh, yeah. I love him. I had three of them at one time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somehow, that's the reason I asked him what he had. I just had a feeling.
Uh-huh.
I had one of my feelings.
Yep.
So, yeah, I know I'll get another one. I mean, I would envy her. Bentley, boy, that's my boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's my service puppy, you know.
Your service puppy, your mental health.
Yeah.
Animal. Yep, got it.
Yep. That's my
All
good
right.
boy.
Well, Luigi, yeah. I would say
maybe I'll have you over here Christmas Eve for a cocktail and a little bite to eat if you want, or New Year's Eve, we're having a party. So
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Do you have my phone number?
No.
Okay. I'm not going to give it out over the air, but let's see. How can we do that?
He can put a hold in the air and can give it to him.
Yeah. What do you? Do we have your number, Luigi?
I don't know. Yeah, you got it. I give it to him. Yeah. You
okay.
Got
good. Name. I'll get it that way. We'll get in touch.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Definitely.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Have a good time.
All right. Sounds good, Luigi.
You just made my day with, I'm not kidding. A chocolate lab was my dad's. My dad was Doc his whole life to his grandkids and everything. He's still alive, but.
Yep.
And then a schnauzer, okay? And we had a dog named Bentley. So you just all around got perfect day.
Frenchie, he's wild.
Can't wait to meet.
Well, we have a wild dog now, so.
Exactly. All right, buddy. Appreciate that.
Give me that call. Let me know what's happening here.
I'll do it. All right. Sounds good.
Take it easy, Luigi.
All right. Now we've got Joe in Graysonville, Kathy in Baltimore, Taylor in Baltimore, Fran in Baltimore. So we're going to get to everybody, but somewhere in the mix here real soon, we're going to have to take a break. So let's talk to Joe in Graysonville. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. How you doing? Happy anniversary.
Well,
thank you, buddy.
You.
Appreciate that.
I'm good. Called to get in the Mother Lover contest.
You are in.
I'm sitting up there last night and the night before watching where the deer are coming out, because I don't like hunting in the morning. I was hunting in either. I had big 9-pointer and an 8-pointer chasing does all over the field.
Ooh, that makes me excited. Glad to hear that.
Yep.
Glad to hear that, buddy. So, well, the... I guess we're in the middle of the second rut, huh? Or something like that. Sounds good?
Yeah. Yep. Well, that's good.
All right, buddy.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care now. Bye-bye. There goes Joe. All right. We'll talk to Kathy in Baltimore, and then we have to take that break. Good morning, Kathy. How are you?
Good morning. First, I'd like to give a shout-out to the veterans. They're doing wreaths across America today. My husband and I are going to lay wreaths on veterans' grave sites at Parkwood Cemetery.
Okay.
Second, the geese are here. They're at Montebello Lake.
Okay.
I can walk to Herring Run, the watershed, and they are gorgeous. And they're just like, it's not too cold yet.
Got it.
And Robin, and you guys are great, and I thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kathy. You have a Merry Christmas.
And you have a great
year.
You have a great day. You're doing good work today.
Yes,
I
you are doing.
I am. Thank you.
Yes,
bye.
Indeed. Bye-bye. There she goes. All right, Taylor in Baltimore and Fran in Baltimore, we got to go to a break right now, unfortunately. Well, fortunately for us, because that keeps us on the air. Right, Robin?
Yep.
Right, Robin. Okay. Let's see who we're going to talk about right now. Oh, I left the scripts lay across the room. I know who we can talk about. We can talk about the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction, Sunday, January 1st, 2023, starting at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction at 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville, Maryland. You can attend in person or you can bid online. You could view the catalog, the online catalog, at russumsfurniture.hibid.com and follow their Facebook page for updates. Now, I'm sure there's links everywhere. Go to your search engine and go to Russum's Furniture. Over 50 modern firearms, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related options, related items will be on the auction block. HiBid, HIBID.com, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore with over 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. That's 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year. All right. Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. A couple of firearms for you from Browning, your full-line Browning headquarters. Of course, they do have the CVA muzzleloaders, and they have, you know, a lot of gift items for any type of fishing, crabbing, hunting that you do. They've got ammunition, of course, licenses, gunsmithing, scope mounting, firearms. But if you are interested in the waterfowl and you like those light geese, those snow geese that late season and even the season out in Western Maryland, resident season, take a look at the gold light 10 gauge, the gold light 10 gauge from Browning. A proven standard for autoloader performance. It's a gas-operated autoloader with a 3.5-inch chamber. It's a composite stock with Mossy Oak camo, 3 standard Invector choke tubes. If you don't want to go quite that heavy, the A5. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Mossy Oak shadow grass blade finish, fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive. It's an auto-loader shotgun with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. It's the A5 from Browning. Been around a long time, just as reliable now as it is when your grandfather had one. All that at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. So you have that fireplace that you never use. Well, why not consider this? Consider a wood fireplace insert from Regency. Regency-fire.com, but you can see them on display at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. If you don't like the idea of a wood-burning stove, then consider pellets. Automatic pellet stoves and inserts. You can put an insert in your fireplace or a freestanding pellet stove from Enviro. That's the same brand that has manufactured our gas fireplace insert. All available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Village did the installation of our unit and yours as well, and has provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert, just like you will from your pellet insert or your wood stove insert. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy. Stop into the showroom. You'll be ready for the future cold weather coming this week, folks. So you won't be quite ready, but, you know, you get the idea. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, and find out the selection from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow. Why not stop by? Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-on-Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
There you go. How about that? Hey, thank you, Jameson, Joseph, and Stephen. We've got your emails, and you are in the muzzleloader contest. You can get the muzzleloader contest by email, too, folks, if you want. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Now we've got some callers on the line. Let's talk to Taylor in Baltimore and then Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, Taylor. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, happy anniversary. Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's your show. Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
In Harry Tubman days, they didn't have the same type of rifles and things like that. The reason why I brought that up, they have a display down at the library.
What? Oh,
that,
do they?
Huh?
They do it.
Yeah, that's a different type of weapon then.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't modernize it. You kind of be in the counties and in the city, too, sometimes. I know around different parks like around Lincoln and around Drew Hill. Mm-hmm. You have animals around there. They come out at night.
That's true.
So, with your stuff more or less around the state of Maryland, right?
Well, we live on the Eastern Shore, so we've got a lot of animals around here, you know.
Yeah,
a lot of deer, a lot of geese, and that type of thing. No bears. We got a few coyotes here and there.
Yeah, that's about the town Tubman was, Montgomery, out that way too, wasn't it?
Yes, she was. Oh, the big Harry Tubman Center is in Dorchester County, down below Cambridge. So.
Yeah.
That's where I believe she's. That was one of the stops on the Underground Railroad. That's for sure. So. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the call. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Fran, how are you doing, girl?
Good morning, Alan and Robin.
Good morning.
Congratulations, first of all, for the show, the years that you have put in. And, you know, I think that one of the reasons you get so much response to that is that sometimes things are said on Saturday that people reflect on all during the rest of the week.
Mm.
So that makes it special till the following Saturday. So we appreciate that. Now, congratulations on the marriage anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to say this. This is from memory. I remember a show one Saturday morning, January, I believe it was. You got on the air, and this is what you said. I have found someone that I want to be in my life for the rest of my life. And I have asked Robin to marry me, and she has said yes. So Robin and I are now engaged. And I called in and said, congratulations. I knew it was coming from things you said on previous shows. I just didn't know when. And then Mark called in, and he said, I didn't sense anything. I don't know what's coming, and I don't know what's going. And we all had a laugh off that. Do you remember that show, Robin?
I do. Do you remember that one, Robin?
I think so. I not as much as you two probably do, because I was still scared to death to be on here.
She was.
Okay.
Yeah. I was
well,
terrified.
Well, we didn't have the equipment then. Okay, uh-huh. We didn't have the equipment here in the house.
Well, I did fine over at the station, too, once I got used to it.
Oh, well, I know.
Beginning, I was.
Yeah, but we did get engaged in late December of, mm-hmm. What year was that, 16, right?
Yep.
Yep, so it would have been a show in January that I would have said that. So.
I remember the month, yeah.
Yep, how about
okay.
That?
All right. Well,
and now here we are 5 years later. How about that?
Well, it's like a new business. They say if you make the first 5 years, you're probably in for the long haul.
Oh, boy, this is going to be fun.
Perfect answer, Rhonda.
In my life for the rest of my life. That's what you said.
How about that?
All right.
All right.
Have a good
I'm going to remind her of that.
Thanks, Fran. Appreciate that great reminder. Merry Christmas.
You have a super day, Fran.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mark in Reisterstown. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. By the way, happy anniversary again.
Thank you, Jed.
Decades. So not just years, but anniversary, happy anniversary on that, the years, and of course decades too.
Yeah.
For this Michelle. I have a little something that I've been involved with for only 18 months now. I'll be marking that today, and I'm very proud of that. But something like what you've done to inform us and entertain us for that many years, it's certainly a large part of the Talk Radio 680 WCBM family. I just want to take the opportunity to say happy anniversary and happy holidays.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a super day.
You're very welcome. Take care.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye, Mark.
Bye-bye.
That was nice.
That was very nice.
It was.
You know who we haven't heard from?
Who?
Mark in Delaware.
No, we haven't, but maybe you baited him out now.
I'm
trying. Let's talk to Paul in St. Michael's. Good morning, Paul. How are you? Hello, Paul. St. Michael's. Paul. Hello.
Paul had to leave.
I guess Paul had to leave.
Right in between cells.
Oh.
Hey, Paul, how are you, buddy?
Well, you got me now. Okay.
Yep, we got you.
Well, again, happy anniversary, Merry Christmas. Just want to add my congratulations there.
Well, thank you very much.
Headed down to St. Michael's for opening goose.
Oh, good for you, man. Good for you. Well, hopefully they're there. I mean, have you scouted it? Do you know they're there? I'm sure they will be, but...
I'm going to a friend's property. He has a blind on one of his fields, and we've had a good time there in the past years.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's good.
I'm still optimistic with this blooper day that I'm facing, but what the heck.
Well, the key is you've got the wind, okay? The key is you've got some wind today.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's a good thing.
Well, thank you for including me in the muzzleloader contest. I appreciate that.
You are well. Thank you so much for entering.
Okay, nice. Merry Christmas.
Good
Merry
luck
Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Tacklebox Tim, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Alan and Rob, and happy anniversary to the both of you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And week ahead of time, Merry Christmas. I don't know what my schedule or your schedule is for next week's show, but I think I'd just get it in ahead of time.
Well, you might be busy. We will be here.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'll be up and listening.
Well, maybe. You never know. You never know.
Or out shoveling snow or de-icing something or...
Mm-hmm.
Now, a shovel of snow, I could go for.
But if you say it, it might not happen.
That's true.
That's in my favor.
That's true. Yeah, I haven't looked at the long range. I do know it's getting cold. I love deer hunting in the cold. Muzzleloader is one of my favorite times of the year to go. Early muzzleloaders is my favorite. Late muzzleloader I really enjoy because I really think with the deer season that I've had, the only redemption is going to be this late muzzleloader, even the late firearm season. The weather's just been up and down and mm-hmm. south winds and
no
rain and what's that? No consistency.
There's no consistency at all.
That's right. The barometer's been off. You know, I check the barometer. I try to play the sole lunar table by checking the tides and the whole thing. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But I'm going to keep with that system because I don't believe in luck. So
absolutely. So yeah. Thursday when the wind went through,
yeah,
have some Christmas decorations out on my front lawn. We have an angel, and she kind of folded in half.
Yeah.
So my neighbor came over and he helped me sturdy that one up, and I also have lighted deer.
Yeah.
And one got knocked over, and the antlers came out. And I tried to get it back together. Mm-hmm. And my wife came back and looked. She said, "Those antlers aren't right." And I said, "Yes, they are. They're non-typical."
Oh, smart. you've been listening to this show. You've been listening to this show too long, buddy. Wow, non-typical. So, let me guess. It's a deer. It's a skeletonized deer that's got the lights all through it.
Exactly.
And the antlers plug in these little square slots.
Yep. Exactly. And they've got the glitter all over them, and I had the glitter all over me.
And then
the rain and the wind.
And then the tent pegs they give you to stick them in the ground with are like useless. They're like paper clips.
Especially when you get an inch of rain in 8 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
Our Santa Claus was face down.
Yeah, Santa Claus fell over on his back. The polar bear fell over on its back. One of the snowmen that's throwing the frisbee to the dog, he was face down in the mud. Joseph fell over. He was laying on his back. So, yeah, you know, you go out there and you get the tent pegs, and fortunately they send enough that you can anchor back. And anybody that's putting out these lawn decorations is going, yep.
My neighbor across the street came over with these really thin steel rod-like tomato steak, cage steaks, and shoved them in and tapped them in, and we're good till the end of the season for those two.
Tomato steak cage steaks. I'm going to get some of those, that's for sure.
And you got to strategically put them so they're not seen when they're lit up. But it's all worth it. Spirit of
yep, that's Robin's idea of lawn decoration. So
this what we did this year was more towards children.
We set it up for the kids. So.
It used to be we had the pretty deer and all the trees lit up, and now we are total Santa Claus, a funky looking reindeer.
Last year we had a moose.
Yeah, last year we did have a moose.
Oh.
And the squirrels ate the wires. So
yeah, the squirrels ate the wires. You got squirrels eat your wires, so you got to be careful.
Yeah,
you got to kind of keep them off the wires. You leave your holiday pumpkins on the porch and they eat the pumpkins to stay away from your wires.
We have two pumpkins out on the porch that haven't been touched. We don't have a lot of squirrels, but my wife wants to take a little sledgehammer to them and throw them out in the backfield.
That'll work.
They'll be gone overnight.
Yep, that'll work. No question.
We got one of my mother-in-law pumpkins and we did that. I went and got it on a stepladder and threw it up in the air and busted it, and the next morning it was gone.
That's what you got to do. See, it's all that simple. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Tim. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. Y'all
Merry take Christmas.
Care.
You got it. Bye bye. Linda in Baltimore. Good morning, Linda.
Hi. Good morning. I may be your only one who says Happy Hanukkah.
You might be, but you know what? We're in a festive mood. We're in a holiday mood here. So, Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your anniversary. I want to ask you if you remember, there was a hunting store in Easton that, maybe a gazillion years ago, and I met the owner. I had a date with him, and he bought me a down coat, and I had never had one before, and I thought, what a wonderful thing. And I wonder, did you know that guy that owned that hunting store?
It depends on which one.
They came and went here for. Give us a time frame, era. Give us an era.
Maybe 50 years ago.
Woo!
Maybe 40 years ago. No, I was married 40 years.
How long has Shore Sportsman been
there? There was one up there by where they put the Royal Farms in. There was a big sporting goods store there.
Who was that?
Tidewater, maybe. I don't know. I can't remember the name of it.
I also want to send my friend Bert Gelvar, who used to call you all the time. He's passed, so, you know, he loves
Bert,
the show.
Bert Gelvar was our very first caller on our very first show, and I'll never forget it.
You're kidding.
Nope.
His wife and I have been friends since we were teenagers.
Well, that's wonderful. It's wonderful that you bring Bert's name up, because I attended a couple meetings with Bert for the MSSA. He was very active in that. I fished with him out on 7-foot knoll, and I'll never forget his lunch was he would go to the deli, and he would buy the ends of the lunch meat and the cheeses. He wouldn't pay for the sliced stuff, but he'd get the ends, and that's how we ate our lunch.
I like that, actually.
With the stubby ends of the lunch meat and the cheese.
I love that.
I'll never forget it. 7-foot knoll.
What do you know what you call a cow who's had a baby, a mother cow?
What's that?
She's been decaffeinated.
Okay.
That just made my morning, Linda.
Merry Christmas, Linda. Or Happy Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah.
You guys make my day with your wonderful laugh. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you,
Linda. You have a
Take
wonderful
care.
Weekend.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was perfect. I love that. Got to tell my mom that
I'll
one.
I'll tell you that. I'll tell your mother that one. But Joe, by the way, has a riddle for you.
Okay.
What has a head? What has a tail? What's brown but has no limbs?
Let me think about that. Go ahead.
You think about it. I got to tell the folks about Spurrier's Tire Service. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals and Robin and I get our tires and auto service work done. I love my tires. I love them Firestones. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin and Yokohama. What were you going to say?
I got an answer when we get done. Go ahead.
Okay. Spurrier's Tire Service has tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And Spurrier's Tire has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your back 40, from your garden tractor to your farm tractor and all your farm equipment, even your lawnmower, your wheelbarrow. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied, and Robin, over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Did I say you don't need an appointment for tires? I meant to, but if I didn't, stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com. That's 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. All right. We have our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They did the installation. It's made by a company by the name of Enviro. But the current trend right now is pellet stoves and pellet inserts by the same company, Enviro, installed by the same people, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They know what they're doing. When they do the installation, they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our insert. And you will, too, whether it's a gas fireplace insert or a pellet insert from Enviro, or whether it's a wood fireplace insert from the fine folks at Regency, or if it's a freestanding wood fireplace from Regency, or if it's a freestanding pellet stove from Enviro. Are you confused yet? Well, don't be. Stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's and check out the entire selection of gas, electric, wood, or pellet stoves. Find out what's available. Find out what meets your needs. Look at all the different models. Look at your house. See where you're going to put it. And then let Hearth America at Backyard Billy's come and do the installation. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billies, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, that's coming from the bridge eastbound, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. It's going to get cold, go see them today or tomorrow. They open 7 days a week. All right. Do you know something? There is an auction, a sportsman's auction, on New Year's Day. That's Sunday, January 1st. Starts at 11 a.m. at Russum Furniture Auction at 201 North Church Street in Sudlersville. You can attend in person, or you can bid online. Now, you can see the online catalog at russumsfurniture.hibid.com. And follow their Facebook page for updates. Over 50 modern firearms, 20 antique firearms, ammo, many decoys, artwork, and all manner of related items will be on the auction block. HiBid.com, HIBID.com, and LiveAuctioneers.com can help you bid online. Don't miss one of the largest sportsman's auctions on the Eastern Shore with over 850 lots 850 lots being sold in one day. Located at 201 North Church Street, Sudlersville, Maryland, in Queen Anne's County. Call 410-928-3415. 410-928-3415 for the New Year's Day Sportsman's Auction. Happy New Year. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex in Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, Bubba J, we've been on tour quite a while, and you've been having fun out here. Oh, I've been having lots of fun there, like getting on a bus and touring around. I've made some friends.
Yeah, I can't believe Bubba J gets his own music video. Me neither. It should be me.
Want me to blow him up? After we watch it, of course.
Got my dog and a six-pack inside my truck. My wife rides in the back because she won't shut up. There's a deer in the headlights, and though it might be a sin, I gun the motor and run over him. It's a roadkill Christmas. Venison createnderized.
I can smell the beer from here.
Christmas, cause they freeze when the lights hit their eyes. By the time we got home, he was her pet. That night he slept on my side of the bed. I had to spend the night out in my truck, but I had some beer, so I didn't give a darn.
Ah, Roadkill Christmas, huh? From
I heard that this weekend.
Jeff Dunham, yeah. I think that's from, yesterday. What, 2008 Christmas show or something like that?
Like
I can't
that.
Remember. It was a long time ago. Anyway.
It was fun to watch.
It was fun to watch. So.
Okay, the only answer I, and you got to know my background.
What has a head, what has a tail, what's brown but has no limbs?
A pancreas.
A what?
A pancreas.
Let's keep it simple, baby.
I told you it's coming from my background, okay? Nobody else's.
The head of the pancreas, the
tail of the
pancreas,
and it doesn't have limbs.
I didn't know that a pancreas had a head or a tail.
Yes, it does. I spent many a year observing people's heads and pancreases and tails of pancreases and looking for stuff in them.
How about that's a very unique answer, but how about this one? Let's try this one. What has a head? What has a tail? What's brown and has no limbs? A penny.
It's copper. It's not brown.
I beg to differ. Let's see if we have one laying here. there's a penny right there. Looks pretty brown to me. All right. Let's see what Aaron has to say. Oh, my God. Oh, by the way, thank you, Shirley, for the well wishes. Shirley called.
Yes.
Wanted to be off of... wanted to be...
No, she had a problem with the radio.
She had a problem with the radio. Yep. So, Shirley, thank you. We got your well wishes. We got all the emails, I believe.
We had somebody call in to tell us the sportsman shop, but that one, the one he gave us used to be in Cambridge.
Yeah, that was Tommy's in Cambridge. I knew Tommy Hooper. He's a nice fella.
I actually know his sister-in-law.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Somebody wants to know why the oak trees are dying in Anne Arundel County. Do I know what
politicians have too much hot air?
Politicians too much hot air. That's probably the most reasonable I've heard. I don't know if the where these particular oak trees are. I mean, if they're anywhere near salt water, the salt can be killing them. I don't know if there's any concern about the gypsy moth anymore. If that hasn't been an infestation in Anne Arundel County, but Bob, we do. Did enter you in the muzzleloader contest. You want to give us your phone number and a follow-up email, that would be great, just in case you win. So, anybody else have an answer for why the oak trees are dying in Anne Arundel County? I can only think of two reasons. Salt and gypsy moth. But that would be it.
I'm sticking with my hot air.
You like the politicians in the hot air.
Okay. Yeah, it's funny. You always get irritated with me because I don't want to talk politics and
stuff. Right.
Because I just don't, you know me, I just stay out of it because of my background. But a couple things lately have gotten my back up. I started reading. I'm reading a book, and Alan said, "You're reading this? You.
Yep.
And so.
I like it.
Anyway, we still won't go political, but I'm going to have more intelligence about it.
You'll be fine. You're doing great, baby.
You ready?
I'm ready if you're ready.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. Enjoy your family, enjoy your friends. Love your husband.